Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat. It continues tonight. Pleased to be joined now by the boys basketball coach, Matt Simmons, presented by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Coach, sitting in a good spot here after our last conversation a week ago, and I say it like that because you've played two games since last week and you've picked up a couple of victories. Let's go back to Friday, that game against Royal Valley. I know we talked about it last week, a game where it's like, no matter the situation, time of the year, what the team's records are, that's just a game on the boys' side that you can just wipe out everything because it's just always been so competitive and fun and appeared to be the case on Friday. You guys come away with a 68-60 win. What'd you like about your team's performance on Friday night against Royal Valley?
Yeah, I think we just battled the entire time and just stayed with it. You know, they went on some several runs, and it was a tight game the whole way through and found ourselves tied in the fourth quarter. And, you know, give their team a lot of credit. They came in and hit tough shots, and then, you know, we had nothing for Gilbert. He had 30 on us, and, you know, if we went man, he was going to score. And even in the zone, he kind of got what he wanted. So we were going to have a good shooting night, and luckily we did. Had some kids step up and hit some shots, and Ethan Graves has been really, really good at getting the ball where it needs to go and did it again last night. And, you know, that was a tough week because we had the NEK on Tuesday and the makeup on Wednesday at Valley Falls, which wasn't easy, and turn right back around and play Royal Valley. And really proud of our guys' response and how we played in that game.
Yeah, you mentioned Easton Graves right there, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe I saw, did he become the school's all-time leader in assists?
In a single season.
Single season, okay. But just great accomplishment, obviously, for a kid that's played well for you.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? We knew he was going to be good. He's ran the JV his freshman and sophomore year, and he was behind the all-time leader in assists, Eli Dean. And so
yeah,
They're just, you know, minutes weren't necessarily there as a sophomore, which he probably would have racked up a bunch more last year. And, you know, we were turning the keys over to him this year and knew he was going to be good, but he's just been above what any of us thought he could be. And, you know, he's just a competitor, and he sees the floor really well. He kind of sees things before it happens. And even with his size, he finds a way to get the ball where it needs to go, and had another 9 assists the other night. And I haven't got the totals back yet, but I'd imagine the way that Osage City played defense last night, it kind of seemed like he had another double-digit assist night. So he's been phenomenal. And, you know, being a point guard is not easy in this league, and having the ball in your hands for 32 minutes is not. And he does just an outstanding job. Really proud of him.
Mentioning played well against Osage City, so you stepped out of league play Tuesday night, 60-52 win there. So picking up the momentum from Royal Valley. You know, Osage City, always kind of a tough challenge there, but an 8-point win nonetheless.
Yeah, and you know, they're coached extremely well. They kind of play old-style basketball where they're really up the line defensively. They let nothing in the paint. They box out. They, you know, they play high post to low post actions and really force you to guard them inside. And, you know, we went on a nice run, found ourselves up double digits in the third quarter and had a timeout. And, you know, we just reminded the kids, like, this, there's a lot of game left. And, you know, just like we thought, they came back and tied it in the fourth quarter. And we found ourselves like 44-44 somewhere in the early fourth quarter and thought, here we go again, you know, another single-digit game. We're going to have to find a way to win, and credit to our guys that stepped up. Colby Krein hit 6 threes last night. Houston Haviger hit 4. Dayton Tucker hit quite a few. Caden Baker was unbelievable on the offensive rebounding again and just giving us second chances, and had a lot of kids step up and play well, and they're a good team. That was a great win for us.
You guys are sitting here with 14 wins. I'm just curious, you know, you guys, you know, take on Sabetha Friday night, but just in terms of the sub-state, you know, asking coaches this week, and I feel like I get a different answer, you know, in regards to how often are you maybe peaking at the sub-state standings? Are you one that is just not really worried about it until the brackets come out? Where do you kind of sit on with sub-state and just kind of checking some things from time to time with you guys sitting in a top 5 spot right now?
Yeah, I definitely look at it and just see where everything's falling right now. And the thing is you can look at it and it's all going to change next week. I mean,
exactly.
There are some teams just locked in to about 4 or 5 spots that can all change just by a win and a loss in the top and in the middle. Towards the bottom of it seems pretty set. So your 1, 2, and 3 are probably pretty set. And then, you know, 4 through 12 could all change tomorrow. I mean, so you can look at it all you want and start stressing yourself out, or you can just let it all play out. So, you know, I kind of look at it to see, like, all right, it's probably going to be one of these 4 teams, but it could be any of those 4 teams. So, got to let it play out. Still have 3 games left. Some teams have 5 games left. A lot's going to happen in the next week, but either way, I mean, it's basically a Big East tournament to get to the state tournament. So
right.
You look at some of those teams in the bottom, and it's Nemaha is in the middle towards the bottom, and they beat us. And Riley County, middle bottom. And went down there and only won by like five, and it was a tie game a few minutes ago. So Sub-State's going to be insane. It's going to be March Madness. I really think like 1 through 12 could come out of it. It's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be a lot of fun for sure, but still a couple weeks left here in the regular season. Matt Simmons, Perry LeCompton boys coach joining us. They go to Sabetha on Friday, a Blue Jays team that have won 7 of their last 9, I believe. So again, expecting a good one Friday night. Perry LeCompton at Sabetha. Coach, thanks again, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.